where Daya starts at 15 minutes. It starts in more like 5. Can I update that and add the Zoom at the bottom for B?
Yashamar. guitar and he likes music. His name, our name is
Kiara.
Kiara.
And I like jewelry.
And she likes jewelry, Cohen, but this is
Ya'ayo.
Ya'ayo. Play it out. And he likes basketball. This is
Kaya.
Kaya. And
I like video games.
Video games. Hey, hey. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. Hey, hey. Introduce yourself. This is Shawa. He likes the mama. All right. Not everybody. As we introduce, we know we are the Hebrew. Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
We are Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
We are Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
Hebrew.
Israelite.
All right. Now we have to greet our Israelite families that are scattered where? In the four?
Four.
Four what?
Four.
Four what?
Four. Four.
They are scattered in the four corners. Who are the 12? Who are the 12 tribes? Or who are our families?
Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben, Asher, Naphtali.
And how do we say that in Hebrew? That's our family. How do we greet them? Yahweh Shem,
Yahweh Shai, Baruch Atam. Yahweh Shem, Yahweh Shai, Baruch Atam. Yahweh Shem, Yahweh Shai, Baruch Atam.
Girls, what do we say back? Yahweh Shemar Alatam, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai. Yahweh Shemar Alatam, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai. Now we can go into the song. This is our theme song. We're going to be singing this every time so everybody around can know who we are and how we greet each other. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
For Ellen, I catch all. Are you ready? I catch all. Are you ready? I catch all up. I catch all up. I catch all. Are you ready? All right. Come on and greet our family, our Hebrew Israelite family. Get along, America. Come on and greet our family. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, Gad, Reuben. As in the valley in the car, Yahoda, Yam Yam Moya, Shammai one, double on Abraham, Manasseh, Garabam, As in the valley, Yashikarta, Yahoda,
Shim Yashad,
How do you say no in Creole?
We.
How do you say no in Creole?
We.
How do you say no in Creole? Long. Good job. And of course, English is yes. Yes. No. So our new word, now we learned that last week, but our new word is going to be Lama'ayo Mata. Up, down. Arriba, abajo, alo, alba. All right, now I'm picking up. We're going to go slow. All right?
Hold on.
We're going to go slow.
Auntie, turn the blinds. It's a little too bright, so it's hard to see the kiddos. So somebody adjust them slightly.
I got it. All right. Okay. So once again, we're going to start it slow, but I need us to be up. About, can I ready?
Yes.
We're learning.
Right there. Perfect.
Up, down. Lama ayo mata arriba abajo awo amba. Okay, let's go. Lama ayo mata, lama ayo mata, lama ayo mata. I know we're not fun. Can we get on our toes? If I can do it, you can do it. Come on, let's go. So, lama ayo mata. Lama ayo mata, lama ayo mata. Can y'all stay with me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do now in Spanish. Arriba, abajo, arriba, abajo, arriba. Good job, y'all smart. Abajo. All right, now you all stay with me. Last song, let's go. And we're going to pick it up. I'll pick it up just a little bit. Let's go. Let's go. Lama Ayo. Y'all help me out. Ready? Lama Ayo. Mata. Lama Ayo. Mata. Lama Ayo. Mata. Arriba.
Arriba.
Abajo.
Arriba.
Yes.
Awesome. That was very good. Are we feeling warmed up?
Yep.
Are we feeling warmed up?
Yep.
All right, we're getting ready to stretch. Breathe in. Hands up. At home, feel free. Put your hands up and breathe down. Bring it down.
Yeah, do it wholeheartedly. Other kiddos watching you guys for a great example of stretching and everything you do.
Breathe out. Do that again. Breathe in. Arms up. So right now we got our exercise in. Our blood is pumping. Now we're stretching. We're stretching. Okay? Now we got Kiara, you want to get up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we're going to go right arm over your left and stretch it. Right arm over your left and stretch it. I need Kaya on Hebrew. Let's count. Repeat after Kaya. We're stretching our right side. Hebrew. Switch Sean over to the other side. Kaya in Hebrew, repeat after Kaya. Okay, shake it out. Let's do our flamingo. Right leg, put it back. Right leg, put it back. Are we ready? High. Are we ready?
High.
Abad, say it in English. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, shake it out. Grab your left leg and do the same. Abad, do it in English. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All right, bring it down. Shake. Touch the floor. All right, rock, Sharia. Count in Spanish. 1 through 10.
Uno,
dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, diez, siete. Ocho, nueve, diez. Oh, I like the way that did y'all like that? Okay, we're going to do that one more time. Last stretch. Y'all give it to us in Creole. Bring it down. After your aisle in Creole. Shake it, guys. That should feel good. Give yourself a great big hug. Come on at home. If you're at home, you did the exercise with us. Good job. Clap for yourself. Here in the building, clap for yourself. Now reach on over and give yourself a great big hug. Hug yourself. Oh, yeah, that's so good. We did it. All right. Now it's time to activate our minds. Let us activate our minds. What does that mean? We gotta feed our minds. Anybody know what that means? How do you feed your mind? Through the scripture. How do we feed our mind?
Through the scripture.
How do you feed your mind?
Through the scripture.
So let's activate. Grab your Bible, pencil, notebook, or pen. Grab your Bible at home. Here, let's feed our minds. We need scripture. Genesis. Good job, my daughter. You're on it. Genesis.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
Joshua.
Judges.
Ruth.
First and second.
Samuel.
First and second.
James.
First and second.
Chronicles.
Ezra.
Nehemiah.
Esther.
Job.
Psalm.
Okay, that's a very good question. Peculiar means you're different. You're not unique. You're not going to be the same. So you're going to have boys that...
We don't eat pepperoni.
Exactly. We don't eat pepperoni because it goes against who? The Most High, and it destroys your body. That's especially all about. Even like about the same. Even with eating pepperoni or eating which was made from pork, why would, you know, in the world, you're eating it and it messes your body up. But Yahweh Shai loves you enough where he knows the difference. He created everything, everything as its purpose. So now you're eating the pig, which is supposed to clean the earth. You're cleaning the pig that's not doing its job. So that's a very good input, Von. Very, very good. Thank you for sharing.
And so I'd like to add that if anybody has any questions, if the kids have any questions, you are feel free to type them into the chat window on Zoom, or you can text my number at 210-965-9346. Again, that's 210-965-9346.
And another thing is we will be a lot of things like y'all, as y'all go back, and the theme songs, the greeting family songs are on there for sure. The 12 tribes is on there for sure. But like I said, like last week, y'all have me and Yasarai. And if y'all need it, feel free to call us. Also, the scripture that we had tried to post on there, what we did last week and what we're going to be covering this week. We talked about being holy, chosen, peculiar, and special. And now coming back to showing them the things, the different examples on how we're special, what's different to doing things right according to the Most High. So as we grab our Bible, our notebook, pencil, or a pen.
Ready?
Notebook.
No.
Okay. A Bible. Pencil or a pen.
Wait.
We need to sing it a little bit.
That's the one you're reading.
Somebody get Kiara a notebook and a pencil.
Is there one?
Okay. Notebook.
I thought that was it. All right.
She's going new tech on us. She's taking it.
We'll let her slide this time.
What do I do?
Too late so far.
Oh, let me show the itinerary, maybe. You had a introduce you had a kind of an itinerary for those of you can try to read it.
Genesis 1:31.
Someone had requested it for the last show, so trying to show that.
Yeah, this is last week. And these are the scriptures we went over, and the one to the left is what we are doing this week. Now, our word for the week, that's a few minutes. It's not just
one. I'll show it.
You can write things.
It's written kind of like the lighting is really bad, right?
Okay. Our scripture, our word for the week, I'm just going over, what was the word that we had? What was last week's word?
Holy,
chosen, peculiar, and
special.
Now we're going to add two more words to that word. Now, the idea of the word, go over it at home, go over it during the week, reemphasize it with your children. If you need any ideas, please feel free to give us a call. But the word for the week, for this week, is two words, temple and modest. Okay? The word for the week. Temple and modest. Sharia, spell out temple.
T-E.
It's right here. Spell temple. T-E-M-P-L-E. Spell out temple.
T-E-M-P-L-E.
Rakamaya, spell the word modest, which we'll be going over modest apparel.
M-O-D-E-S-T.
And apparel?
A-P-P-E-R-A-L.
All right. Modest apparel.
Apparel is a nice fancy word for clothes, huh?
Yes. A nice fancy word for clothes. So modest apparel and temple. So a temple is a place where Yahweh Shai can dwell. And we get to see through the scriptures, what did he say about the temple? And most modest apparel, less skin revealing clothes. Not showing your skin. Okay? So we're going to go more into that. But as we focus the scriptures, we have our readers is going to be Yashamar. Idar, Kaya, and Yael. Those are our readers for today. The first scripture I want us to go to, which Yashima is going to read, once again, our readers are Yashima, Idar, Kaya, and Yael. First scripture. Second, to anybody has questions at this point, or you okay, Miss Martha May? Girl, we shall see it on mine. Come on, Mama. Okay, we got 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
Repeat that one more time.
2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17.
And Yashmar, you're first read, correct?
Yes, Yashmar is my first read.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine.
Okay, so all the scriptures are inspired by who? The guys, are y'all up? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Read that first part again.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Wait, but what if it's a scripture I don't like? What if I'm having a bad mood and my mom gonna tell me I have to listen? But I don't like, not right now. What does it say?
All scriptures.
I'm a soft fit. I don't want to say it right now. But I was on my phone.
All scriptures given by inspiration of God.
All scriptures is get inspired by the Most High. So everything is how many scriptures? Class, how many scriptures?
Oh,
how many scriptures?
Oh.
How many scriptures?
Oh.
All scriptures. So every single scripture is inspired by the Most High. So when I'm saying I don't want to obey, I don't think it's fair, then we're going against who? We're going against who? We're going against the Most High. Go ahead. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Our first scripture is read by Yashima. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Thank you, Russell. Thank you, Mom. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. So,
all scripture is given by inspiration.
But what
of
if
God.
I want to say some?
Oh.
How many?
Oh.
How many?
Oh.
Kaya?
Oh.
How many?
Oh.
All? Are y'all sure? I just like
these.
Oh, okay. But these are the ones. But I, you know, I cannot not do the pork thing because you know it's going to mess my face up. I'm going to get pimples. But really? But you know, it looks cool. I look good. I look fly. But they're doing it. No, all scriptures is inspired by God. And what else?
And it's profitable for doctrine.
So it's benefit to teach us what to do.
Or approve.
To check us. So when we're getting checked, okay, you know what? Now that you're doing it this way, let's do it this way. This is what the Most High wants. As chosen, as special, as peculiar children, this is how the Most High wants it done. Read.
For correction.
Oh, you know what? I'm grown. You can't correct wrong? No. It's there for what?
For instruction in righteousness.
So this is where we work on. Don't feel bad. You're special, so when you see your mom, your dad, even each other coming back and saying, you know what, don't get angry. Anger rests in the bosom of a fool. And they're correcting you. Well, you don't understand what I'm going through. No, don't get angry. Say, you know what, I am special. He's showing me the correct way to do things. I'm being corrected. Okay, next.
That the man of God may be perfect.
So this is to make us perfect for who? We're being perfect for who? We're being perfect for the Most High. All right?
Thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Thoroughly furnished
unto all good works.
Okay. Who goes to school? And you go to school to do what? Get what?
Good grades.
Good grades, right? You got the A. You want to pass. Who wants to sit here and be in kindergarten until they're 18 years old?
Yeah.
To be left. So you go to school to pass, like I was saying earlier. in this class with the Most High, you can cheat. Meaning you can go in the Bible and go look for the answers. You can even, if there's class going on and no one's asking a question and your mind is telling you something, even pick me like Shrek and go pick me, not me. Me, pick me. Hello? I got a question. If I feel like this person was bullying me and I want to punch them in the face, that really, really made me mad. You could cheat on what to do.
You cheat and you don't know.
If you see this nice food you'd like to eat, you've been offered to a restaurant, and they're like, well, you know, bro, you should really try this. Oh, escargot, man, it's good. Yeah. No, I can cheat. I can ask. Because I'm what? I'm
special.
I'm chosen. I'm
holy.
And I'm peculiar. So I got to care. Because the Father cares about me, right? All right. Next scripture. Is going to buy B.I. Dar. Now, you know what? In this scripture, this is an example of our temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Okay, for those of you who are on Zoom, I just got a message saying that the meeting was up in 10 minutes, but at least I can just start a new week. So, if you all will be patient with me, I'm going to run it until the end, and just take me a moment, and I'll repost the, I'll send a new one out. As soon as I can, so if y'all can patient with me when that happens or should it happen.
Okay. Now we're going to go over. Now that we understand, now what I got to work on is if my mom or my dad or my auntie or my, it's not an attack. Oh, you don't understand. In the world, we talked about it last week. The world will make you feel. They will bully you. They will make you feel less than. But you got to tell yourself, wow, mom is telling me something. Wait. In the scripture, it says the words of the Most High, my mom and my dad dealing with me. I can definitely, this is a good thing because that's what the scriptures are for. Unlike you have the celebrities, you know, you can divorce your mom. You know, the Justin Bieber, Hannah Montana, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with my mom. You know, I want freedom of whatever. But how do we continue being special? We got to send the words of the Most High. Right? We have to send the words of the Most High. Right? So that means things are going to happen. You're going to get tested. Your brain, things around you, is going to make you want to go there. But now we're going to talk about even the more, how the Most High feel about you. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Aidar? 1 Corinthians 3:16.
1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Yahweh Shai?
Wait a minute.
Of Yahweh.
What it says? We are what?
Ye not that ye are the temple.
So just in case somebody, this is my body. And you know what? I got it. I'm a flaunt it. You know what? I'm a gangster. I'm a just, you know, walk me out. I'm walking like this because I'm with somebody who come up to me. Yeah. Thug, baby. What? That is not right. According to somebody that's special, chosen, I don't got to do all that because I'm what?
Chosen.
I'm a temple. Yeah. Like I don't say in the 1 Corinthians, my body is what? A bond? A temple. Your body is a what?
Temple.
A temple. Back then, the temple, Solomon was the one to build the very first temple, and it was decked out. And we could go if y'all want us to go. That's something y'all want to go over. The Solomon used to coming up. Bonnie is right. It was big. It was important. That's where your house was shining. But before that, we had the tabernacle, where we had the thing that the scriptures go into, the Torah goes into. You can even touch it. Only the priest could touch it. The Ark of the Covenant, you touched it, you dead. Only the Levite priest, they were the only ones. This man tried to touch it and he died. They're on stop. So how much more, he's saying now, your body is a temple. How much more special is that? So you mean to tell me that Yahushua's word can live through me?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. So if somebody does something, they can learn, other people can learn from you what's the right thing to to do. How? What's the right way to behave, to conduct yourself? Because who's in you? Yahweh Shai, the Most High. Because you are His
temple.
You are His temple.
Temple.
That's how special you are. Bathe, clean yourselves, and groom. That's the outside. But it starts from here. It starts from your mind first. I don't have to adjust and make myself look a certain way for the world, for what my friends think, for what I want attention, so what this guy thinks. This is a new style. All right, so that's 1 Corinthians 3:16. Now, let's talk about a little bit more about that temple that the Most High. You know, he wrote it for instructions. He's telling us how he wants things done. He didn't leave it for us to figure it out. He got us. From the time he said he chose us to make us holy, he made us special. He made you peculiar. It's going to be things that's going to make you go opposite. Okay, baby. Yeshimar, can you get her to me? To make us feel we're not special. To make us not feel peculiar. To understand you are chosen. Okay, so now we're going to go into Leviticus 19:22. Leviticus 19:22, that's going to be Kaya. And here is going to talk about, I know women do it too. It emphasizes our young men, our brothers, people, men in society, especially Israelites. Especially Israelites. So in Leviticus 19:22, Kaya, what does it say?
Leviticus 19:22. And the priest shall make an anointment for him with the ram of the trespass offering.
I'm sorry. This goes Leviticus 21:15. Sorry, Kaya.
Leviticus 21:15. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. Let me get my Bible. We're going to go over where it talks about, is that Leviticus, Kaya? You're in Leviticus, right? Okay, it was Leviticus. Well, we're going to go over about not making baldness. I said Leviticus. I'm sorry, guys. Bear with me. Bear with me. Yeah. Leviticus 19.
22.
Oh, yeah, we got 22.
What do you mean about? It's about this.
I'm sorry, 27. Leviticus 19:27. I am so sorry, guys. Check your notes. Let's rewrite again. Erase. My fault. Let's try Leviticus 19 and 27.
Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 27. Ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard.
Uh-oh. We have a situation. He said you shouldn't what?
Ye should not round the corners of your head.
But there's hair on my face.
It's hot. Okay, so let me... for those who don't watch, give me a second. I'm getting the new link.
Okay.
So
as I continue, so now as we talk about Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27, it says you shouldn't what?
Ye shall not round the corners of your head.
You, that rounding, you got to cut it, make it look all neat and pretty. That pretty boy look, that pretty boy swagger.
That's fresh.
Good job, your aisle. That's fresh cut. Like I was saying, I look good. I look fly. I got to shave it up, man. I got to get that clean cut, man. So now Most Yahweh Shai said, as a temple, you shouldn't do that. Right? We no cutting.
Yeah.
Kaya, no, next scripture. Even to further emphasize this, Leviticus chapter 21. And same point. And 5.
21 and 5?
No, 21 and 1. I'm sorry. Leviticus 21 and verse 15. No, I messed up. 21 and 5.
21 and 5.
Leviticus 21 and 5. That's Idah.
No, who was that? It's me.
Okay. Idah, Leviticus 21 and 5. The same thing. Yes, yeah, Avon. So no shaving, no cutting. Abana is going to tell us what the next scripture is, or the last scripture. Leviticus 21 and 5 says what, Idar?
Leviticus 21 verse 5. They shall not make baldness upon their head.
But the basketball players do it, and they're making a lot of money. They're bald. What's wrong? Why can't I cut my hair?
It's against
Kobe.
It's against
Kobe Bryant. He is like the most man. Kobe Bryant. His hair is shaved. I want to be like Kobe. I want to be like Mike.
But
Kaya, bring your example.
For those of you on blog, I apologize.
Kaya, you can bring your example.
Please send that.
I like feedback.
They
don't
have
a limited
time.
What's another example, Kaya?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Good job, Kaya. Shaquille O'Neal. Good one, Kaya. I wasn't even thinking Shaquille. Who can tell me who else is bald and bald?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Yes, sir. You got the singer. Tyrese. Tyrese, I'm sorry. You got the Chris Brown with a nice cut, clean, shaved face. Look good.
Dwayne,
cool. The Rock. He went from wrestling. So, you name it, he did. Right? They're all clean shaved. Mosa said, nah. No. Read. Michael Jordan. Good job, Idar. So, go ahead, Idar, what else?
Neither shall they shave off the corner of their beard.
So, it's the same thing like it said earlier in the scripture that Kaya read. Don't shave it, your beard. It's fine. But when you do that, you outgrow people are gonna say you look weird. You look different. Dang, what's wrong with you? You let yourself go. But that's your manhood. Now we have 2 Timothy 2 and 9. That was the example of bald and shaving. The Most High said what? No, don't do it. If we do it, who are we going against? The Most High. What's up? Okay, I'm waiting. Go ahead.
If somebody tells you to eat something pepperoni or do Easter or something bad we don't do,
okay, but let me ask you something.
Side,
how about if they tell you,
listen to the most?
But if they say, but you look like a girl with your hair. Wow, I didn't know boys have hair. What does the most I say? You don't do it. You don't shave it. I don't like my hair long. Oh, my goodness. People keep saying I'm a girl. I mean, you're wearing pants. You look like a boy. You know, but because you have hair on your head. Wow, what's that on your head? Oh, my goodness. What's that on your head? It's my hair. It's my wrong. Solomon out here. Yahweh Shai out here. When we go over the descriptions, that's going to be later on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, because you're talking about hair and how, like, we're supposed to keep our hair, right?
Uh-huh.
But, like, there was, like, a story of a boy who had dreads, and he was in wrestling, and the people made him cut his hair. Like, they was at the match, and they was cutting his hair. So it's kind of, like, you're saying, I was thinking about that, because he wanted his hair, but, you know, the white people are going to try to, like, stop us from doing what we're supposed to do. So that's kind of, like, reminded me of, like, how, like,
cut his hair, and I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah. And with that, I think it was my body that went to the same thing even for the graduation. It was a certain, and Nathaniel Aller. They were ready to cut it off. But that's the fit in what? That's the fit in this world. And there's times where we do, because, but at this point, the Most High said not to. Is it important for the wrestling? Yeah, the money is there. But the Most High, we're going to go later on. See, you get to see how he will take care of you. How he will take care of you. And that's a very good example, Kiara. Very good example. Asked a young man having to cut their hair because of wrestling. Right there before the match, he was ready to rock the do, rock the dress, and he had to chop it off. Because this is what America wants. This is what this world wants. They will have you go against the Most High. Okay? 2 Timothy 2:9. Yes, ma'am. Now, let's touch a little bit more on the girls. 2 Timothy 2:9. The boys can fit in this too. Okay? The boys definitely can fit in this too, but for us women. Because boys, men, y'all are considered women of the Most High. So go ahead.
2 Timothy 2:9.
2 Timothy 2:9.
Chapter 1:9.
Okay, go ahead.
In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
Uh-oh, there go that word, modest apparel. Rakamaya, Shariah, all our young ladies out there. All our young ladies out there. Modest apparel. Less skin revealing clothing. Your body is a temple. Your body, being that you belong to the Most High, we shouldn't be shaving. We shouldn't be cutting. Now we're talking about modest apparel. I don't have to go extra. Right? Modest. Oh, all of a sudden, I need to fake eyelashes. Oh, wow. See me? Oh, look. Now I need the lip makeup. Now I need to deck myself out. That's showing I'm not modest. I'm not seeing the most I made me this way. I am special. I don't have to wear the makeup. I don't have to wear the tight clothing. I don't have to show my cleavages. You got girls, literally, I saw this little girl at Walmart, literally with her belly showing, her belly button. And she was no bigger than Kanaya. So imagine when she gets older. You have a lot of things that are going on in life right now. This world is contrary to the Most High. So if it's contrary and it's going to the Most High, there is no safety. So when your mom is telling you, or your auntie is telling you, or your uncle is telling you, hey, put some clothes on. Hey, that's too tight. Hey, sweetie, cover up. Hey, boy, put your pants up. Stop wagging and doing the pimp walk. Wait, no. It's not. We don't have to wear tight clothing. We talked about the pants and the skirt. Well, women, we got to breathe. If you have to put things that it's a man's, if it's a dress, a skirt, a man's skirt, that right there is wrong. If it's a woman's, now this is women's pants. If you have to put women behind it, it's wrong. You're adjusting it. Kaya? Huh?
Short shorts.
Oh, good one, Kaya. There's no short shorts. You walking around the house with the doozy do shorts. All of it. Cover it up. They're underwear.
Why is there a Google in the corner?
Yes. What's up,
Kiara? Send up and show your modest appearance today, ma'am.
Example.
Oh, come over here. And let me show that beautiful model.
Beautiful.
Long.
Beautiful.
Sure. All the way to the ground. Looking. So she's going to dusty it up and go for it. Look at it. We got some other examples today.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm modest.
It's modest apparel. Cover up. Okay. You're still special.
Very good. Very
not bringing good. That extra attention to yourself. Boy.
All right. Show this modest apparel. Oh, can I have you? I'm going to let you out, Mama.
Drive the glass. So we're almost done. We're rounding it up. Our last scripture of the day is going to be where? Genesis 1:31.
131.
Say that again.
Oh, Genesis 131.
Our last scripture for today.
Yeah!
Our last scripture for the day is Genesis 1:31. Genesis 1:31. Afterwards, mommy, we have time for the show of friends. Genesis 1:31, that's your ayah. Read.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31. And Yahweh,
I know.
And Yahweh saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good.
Wait. So Yahweh Shai saw everything that he made. Who saw everything that they made?
Yahweh
Shai saw everything.
And
so did, if Yahweh Shai, when he made y'all, was he paying attention?
Yes.
Did he? Was he paying attention?
Yes. Yeah.
When he put you in your mommy's belly, was he paying attention?
Yes.
When he got you, the daddy got you, was he paying attention?
Yes.
How about the mom?
Yes.
But my mom is so mean and she's not like, she's not cool.
Yes.
My dad always got to read the, got to be the scripture. So when you always try to put you with your family, he saw that it was what?
Good.
He saw that it was?
Good.
He saw that it was?
Good.
He saw that it was?
Good.
So now with the way we dress, he saw that it was?
Good.
Good. No markings, no baldness, no tattoos. He saw that it was?
Good.
Bad.
So Yahweh Shai said, those things are bad for us.
Yeah, bad.
Those things are bad for us. But should we say that he made a mistake?
No.
Is Yahweh Shai made a mistake?
No.
When he made you an Israelite, did he make a mistake?
No.
Okay, how do we now show it? So now when we're being told, we got, this is how we should be. When we're being corrected, when we're being instructed, when we're being reproved. Okay, you know what? And further later on, we're going to learn what are some things he liked, the high holy days that he liked. He said that they were good. Y'all are special. Y'all are holy. Y'all are chosen. Y'all are peculiar. Y'all are the Israelites.
He know we're special because he made us Israelites. And we know we don't get hurt and do all those wrong stuff.
Yep.
He made us.
That, exactly. Abad has a very good point. This is why he made us. So in being the temple, guess what? You stand up. A temple is a place where you go. Now you get to see through you guys. People are watching. This is the right way to do things. This is how you deal. I don't have to fit in with the world. I am special. Right? Guys, I am
special.
I am holy. I am
chosen.
I am
pure.
I am special. Good job. I am
holy.
Yashamar, I am
chosen.
I'm here, I'm holy. I am
holy.
I am
chosen.
I am
special.
I am
peculiar.
All right, my body is a
temple.
My body is a
temple.
And I must be
modest
and wear modest apparel. Okay, do we understand that part?
Come.
Together we're going to continue this journey.
Come.
Together we're going to figure out what's right, what's going to make the person that chose me, which is the Most High that created everything. He said he thought everything was good. Even the spiders, oh, the flies, ah, the roaches. Let's try it. Put your hands in. Oh, you're real. Definitely not.